Islam does is it creates a competition not in the outward, but in the inward. And in that, it is the men who are disadvantaged, which is really interesting. So the opposite happens. If you look in a sports track, you have, if you watch an Olympic sport or even in high school, you have the people in the outward lap are given a head start because the people in the inward lap have a shorter run on that first lap. By the second lap, because they can all move into the inward lap, it will equal out. But they put the runner who's in that outward lap, they give him a head start because in the end it's going to equal out. And the same is true, you see, for the inward spirituality. Men are given this head start so that it equals out. And that's why men are given things that they're to do spiritually, like the qawama. You see, men are there to maintain women. That is that little head start that they get. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran, that giving men the infaq was something that he gave a fadl there. A fadl is an excess because men need that in a relationship in which the woman is raising children. A woman is having childbirth. A woman has a jihad, according to the hadith, which is sahih, in her house that is ongoing, and many men will never get the opportunity to actually be involved in a jihad, which is one of the highest maqams in Islam. And so Allah gives men a head start spiritually because when they reach on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, it's basically equaled out in a lot of things. One of the other things is that one of the greatest qualities of the human heart is riqqa, is a type of brittleness. And the Prophet ﷺ praised the Yemenis because he said, أَرَقُّ قُلُوبًا, that they are more brittle-hearted than other people. In other words, they wept easier, and that was better for them in terms of their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because one of the descriptions that Allah gives about people that love Allah is that they weep easily. Now, spiritually, women have a total advantage over men in that area, because most men have a very difficult time weeping. And the Prophet ﷺ actually said, if you can't do it, then at least fake it. You see, but women don't need to fake it. They can actually weep very easily. And when they take a spiritual path, it's something that comes completely natural to them to actually have that ability to weep, because the heart has this softness, this rahmah. And then if you look at the description that Allah uses when He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the word rahmah, He said, شَقَقْتُ مِنْ إِسْمِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحْمِ مِنْ إِسْمِ الرَّحْمَنِ فَمَنْ قَطَعَهَا فَقَدْ قَطَعْتُهُ. I have derived my name, ar-Rahman, from the womb. The word for Arabic for womb is derived from the name ar-Rahman, the womb. Now, men do not have wombs. In fact, a woman is a man that has a womb. Men don't have that. That is a spiritual disadvantage. They don't have the source of rahmah, because the source of rahmah in the world is the womb. And the thing that is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world is rahmah. So if you remove the spiritual realm, then what you've done is you've given man a complete advantage against a woman in terms of the dunya. The vast majority of women will lose out to the men. But if you bring in the spiritual realm, the women actually have an advantage over men if they choose to take that path. And this is because Allah is just. And Allah has created al-dhakar wal-untha. And if you look at the first human being has both male and female. They're both there. And then from that comes the dhakar and the untha. In other words, pure differentiation. But the first human being, who is called Adam, contains the whole thing. And from Adam alayhi salam comes Adam and Hawa. And that's something a lot of Muslims don't understand, that the first human being contains both realities. And from that first human being come the differentiation of dhakar and untha,